Yeah. The Shepherd and Bellis Show. What's up? Yeah. All right. Episode 434 of the Shepherd and Bellis Show. And we are going to be talking about several different topics today. It's going to be a great show. Don't forget to support the show as usual and my efforts at squawk.com. We're going to have Kevin Mooring joining us as well. What's up, my man?
What's going on?
Oh, man, what do you think about this? You sent over this tweet, and I ended up writing it up into an article. Patriot Front Group called out as federal agents after arriving at rally in a U-Haul, and the link is down in the description for people. This is posted at SQAUK.com. And in a surprising development, the Patriot Front Group, notorious for their extremist ideologies and continuous public demonstrations, has been accused of being federal agents upon their arrival in downtown Nashville in a U-Haul truck. This incident has triggered a strong response from the state and local authorities demanding transparency and a comprehensive investigation. Spectators were shocked when a group wearing distinctive khaki pants and blue shirts exited a U-Haul truck and paraded through the streets of Nashville. Now, these people have also been reported to be known white supremacists, but they look like federal agents. They look like they came right out of the FBI training academy. Every single one of them has something covering their face. Kevin Mooring, what do you think about all this? This is like the craziest false flag ever.
If you look into it a little bit, Shepherd, go on Twitter, you can find where they got attacked and people pulled off their mask and they all got in a fight.
I'll try to update the article with that piece. That's crazy. So, I mean, obviously this type of stuff goes on all the time. There's agent provocateurs in my film Shackled to Silence, which, if you go to the first link in the description, the link tree, you can get that film on DVD, or you can become a Subscribestar.com/Shep member. And if you do, you can watch my film Shackled to Silence. And in there, an FBI operative confronts me during martial law in Louisville, Kentucky. And I mean, he you could tell he was a provocateur too. He had his face covered and everything else. So they're doing this, but all in all, you know, it seems like a distraction from the apocalyptic weather that's going on, because governments around the world are hiding these weather events from the public. And you and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, Kevin, and you came up with a really good point. You know, like if people think that the governments aren't hiding the weather across the borders, they, like, you know, Canada doesn't want us to find out what's going on there. They don't even want state to state in the United States to know what's going on with the flooding. Let alone, you know, they don't want us to know what's going on in Saudi Arabia or anything like that. And you got to basically be a seasoned news guru to search this stuff out and find what's going on. But I've documented it on Squawk, SQAUK.com. You can go in the search box and type weather, and about 30, 40 articles pop up. And it's showing that something is not right with our planet. Not to mention, they just said the Earth's core has reversed, and things are going to get crazy. We're going to have Marshall Masters on, and we're going to cover that in detail. But Kevin, you had a theory, because I said, look, they're censoring this weather because there's an increase in severe weather incidences worldwide. And I said, you know, they're censoring this stuff, but people don't really know it's censored. And you had a good theory. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I just asked you because We look for the weather anomalies every day, and there's so many, Shepard, that people probably don't even know. I mean, just go through your Twitter on your, you know, all the, everywhere. But what makes no sense is with all these stories that you can find and I can find, like the Weather Channel, this, the
well,
news,
yeah, that's how that came up. Cause I said, my mom, had, you know, she likes to make excuses for everything because obviously her son does this type of reporting with IntelliHub and now Squawk and all this stuff. So, you know, she wants to be positive, but I'm basically like, Mom, they're hiding all this weather. And she's like, I'm like, well, the Weather Channel's not reporting it and no one else is. And you don't know that all this flooding's going on around the world. You know, that I show her all these videos and she's like, yeah, but they don't have time to cover that. They don't have the resources. She's making excuses for like a hundreds of a million dollar company, you know, or whatever, a billion dollar company or whatever. And I'm thinking like, what, they can't assign a reporter, you know, but you said something about, you know, the reason, you know, they're hiding it is because of what did you say?
I was saying that they should be pushing all the weather anomalies right now, saying global warming, see the whole planet, you guys have done this shit, and running with it. But they're not. If everybody goes and looks at the stories that you're talking about, Trevor, all over, that me and you, like, we get up and check the weather like old men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's see. And like the whole planet, there's some crazy shit going on and they should compile all the information that you can find every day, like me and you do, and say, hey, look, this is obviously global warming, and just keep pushing their agenda. Well, but they're not.
Well, that's what I was telling my mom. It would be the most popular thing on the Weather Channel and they would make millions off of like Planet in Peril coverage or whatever. Right. And they're not even doing that. Right. And they're not making the carbon tax off of it. They're not saying, like, wouldn't they use every single little event, like you're saying, to gain a carbon tax and be like pumping this shit? But it seems as if they're actually doing the opposite and trying to hide these events from people because they know that this planet's coming in and they don't want people to figure that out at all costs. Right. They're going to tell you the Earth's core is stopping. They're going to tell you everything under the sun. And they're going to say that that's all just affecting itself. The Earth affects itself. But really, the only thing that can really truly affect all this is a giant celestial perturber that is in our system.
Well, you got that hurricane getting ready to hit in Texas, and it was ramping up an hour or two ago. It's supposed to hit at nighttime, you know, like in the middle of the night, but it's ramping up.
Well, they got, it's going to be a Category 2 or Category 3 when it makes landfall, and it's a powerful storm, especially for this early on, because the normal,
hey, listen, all the truthers will jump on. The government's doing this. They're hitting it with hard. Maybe they're not. How about that? They don't even think the other way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like today, if you can, to show some of, like, everywhere. We find weather every day. I'm sure you got it on Squawk.
People have to go to Squawk in the search box at the top with the magnifying glass and type in the word weather, and about 30 or 40 articles will pop up. There's multiple pages you can click into, and it documents what I'm talking about over the last month and a half or 2 months, and we are in trouble. And at the rate that it's ramping up, I mean, we're liable to not even, I don't know. I mean, you know, Ruidoso, New Mexico, there were semi-trucks being washed down the road like little toys.
Well, they've evacuated a bunch of places right on down in Texas for this hurricane. People have already got their windows and shit boarded up, and they're gone. There's someone I'm watching right now doing a live stream from down there, driving around, you know, showing everybody's been evacuated. They're preparing for the worst down there, and they should. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. Now the scary thing is STP nuclear power plant, this is on Squawk as well, SQAUK.com, STP nuclear power plant braces for devastation as Hurricane Beryl looms. Behind the scenes at STP's 24/7 command center, and basically they're on high alert over there, and they got to keep this thing going or whatever they got to do, but who knows how it's going to weather the storm. It weathered a previous hurricane, but this hurricane's not acting normal. It's acting suspiciously, according to YouTubers and other people who have spoken on it, and like Into Thin Air was talking about it.
We're going to have at least a couple days of rain out of this, all day rain, just from this storm down there. I've already checked the weather here. Like, come like Tuesday, Wednesday, and possibly Thursday is rain here. Nothing like thunderstorms, but it's, I mean, everybody, more water is being added to everything that already has water, is what I'm trying to tell you, you know?
Yeah.
The flooding is off the chain. Why ain't they covering the flooding more?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, there's dams bursting even around the world, but also even in the United States, there was dams breached in Wisconsin. I don't know. I could see this getting bad. I was listening to Joe Rogan, and they had Graham Hancock on, and they were talking about, he was trying to figure out, through all this scientific analysis, like how certain lakes spilled over and what was the cause of it 11,500 years ago and all this shit. And it's like, really, guys? As I mean, really? Like why is no one understanding and getting it that all this stuff's documented, let alone we just now witnessed all the effects of this planet moving in, how the government's been acting, how they built FEMA, how they built Rex 84 prison camps, how they have the contracts to relocate the populace, how they've been locked down since the COVID hospital ships and all that during the asteroid convergence, and how they're running masks in the White House and there's an imposter. All of this is on squawk.
Well, we could be going through a pole shift. I was watching another live stream earlier, chat, and there was people in the chat saying, hey, have you heard of Planet X? You know, trying to get the guy doing the live stream to, like, there is something out there. We call it Planet X, but there is a perturber that's going on right now, and then Joe Biden and all of his diaper shit, all of his chicken feet, like the Patriot Front jumping out, that's all a distraction. The weather should be the number one thing with the people.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
People that push the weather. You know, climate change. Where's Greta Thunberg? You know, just think about what I'm saying.
Well, right now, as far as I know, Squawk is the only website literally like covering this as a whole, saying there's a planetary perturber. Look, you know, I've done documentaries on it, and if you type in weather in the search box, it's amazing because you see 30 or 40 stories already just in the last 2 months, just weather based alone. And it's like you look at these titles and stuff on there and go in and read them. It's like amazing. It's scary.
Well, some censorship that I seen was, okay, So it's 4th of July weekend. I have 4 days off. Well, they've been pushing that it was going to rain on the 4th of July all day or most of the day. Going to rain the next day and then possibly rain the next day after that. Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all rain.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Friday. I went to the store. The sun was out. And I'm like, wait a second. Guess what? It didn't rain none of those days here. That was like all fake weather information. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, oh, you can't go do nothing. It's been perfect here. I've told you that all weekend long. But leading up to the, I don't know if they're trying to keep people from traveling or what, but I told you, I went to the store and early in the morning, and a lot of people seen the weather that I seen and was like, man, I'm not going down to the lake because, you know, it's going to rain all weekend and shit. Well, when people seen the sun come out on the 4th of July, every day, more and more people here, like, they didn't buy into it's going to rain for 3 days. It didn't rain a drop here in the last 3 days. But that was the weather that I was fed from my local newscast.
Yeah. 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 It's pretty fucking crazy, dude. I encourage people to support the show. Just scan the little emblem on the screen with your smartphone that links you to Cash App, or hit the Linktree link. You can get DVDs, my film, my music. You can go to PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, anything like that. Help support keeping all this going. And I'm going to be on all week. You know, I finally got everything together. So, man, this is like weird. You know, in the EU, they've justified Antifa's hammer attacks in Hungary, labeling violence as pro-democracy. And the European Union's recent justification of Antifa's violent hammer attacks in Hungary has sparked a heated debate about the limits of democratic action and anti-fascism. The attacks, which were carried out by Antifa members targeting individuals perceived as far-right, have been categorized by the EU as a means of defending democracy. So they're doing all their shit where it's like, you know, reverse psychology. And
like you keep saying hammer attacks. Do you remember what kicked off the George Floyd riots? Was the guy with the umbrella and a hammer breaking out the windows of fucking AutoZone, and then come find out that was a federal agent that did that. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The hammer. They're getting the hammer back out.
Well, they have all them floods, still water looming in Iowa and Minnesota and all that. And just stuff around the world is fairly catastrophic. The Missouri River has flooded around I-29 in Omaha, Nebraska. And New Mexico, it has flooded, I mean, to the point of where it was almost like scary. And Moab, Utah had a rush of water come through it, like a crazy tsunami of water. So I'm curious to see, you know, once you look, go, if people look at my Twitter feed, the Shepherd Ambellus Twitter feed on X, you in Kevin's Twitter feed, you can see all this weather we've been tweeting for like the last month, and you'll realize how bad this really is. It's like Noah's Ark level. Like, you need a fucking ark at this point. And, you know, the only thing I can say about the U.S. is maybe they're harping it up to fight weather events as much as they can right now, because literally, like, every place in the world's just almost done in, like, in a lot of countries. It's like bad.
And then you got all the earthquakes going on too, Shepard.
Yep. And then of course what comes with that is the volcanoes. They're also talking about the Cascadia fault zone up by Washington State in the Pacific Northwest, California, down the Ring of Fire, all this. And that's a dangerous, that can wipe out, completely wipe out everything west of I-5, all the way from California to Washington State. Done. And that's not even counting if Yellowstone blows up, guys. So consider making a pledge to me doing the website all day and really getting into this and covering it and making a record of it and getting all this out there. All these articles are getting out to quite a good amount of people. And
can
the,
you see that, what Jeff?
Is, yeah.
Do you see where Brad said a town in Mexico had 9 inches of sleet
and
100-degree weather last month?
See, that's weird, you know, and there was basically like big chunks of ice floating down the street in Italy, and they tried to tell the people it was normal, the travelers and stuff. So, I mean, it's just been crazy, the amount of stuff going on.
Dangerous in the chat is saying there's always been extreme weather and there always will be extreme weather, and it's just part of the weather. Well,
We're breaking records. We broke 1,400 records last month alone. And this hurricane's already unprecedented for this season. Come November, they're going to have like 15, 20 hurricanes. Cat 5s.
And that's what's weird. The Weather Channel should say, this is because the ocean is warming up and this is why it's happening. And they're not doing it. There is no like body talking about how crazy the weather is, and I'm sure everybody has seen crazy weather, but we'll have storms here where it's like not a tornado, but they're telling you there's going to be 80 mile an hour winds because they're just going to come blowing through.
You ever do any weightlifting? You ever try those weightlifter shakes, like those vanilla ones? Well, now Bill Gates is making maggot milk, and he says you'll love it. From software to sustainable, how Bill Gates' maggot milk is set to transform your diet and improve your overall health. This is on SQAUK.com. And, I mean, this whole entire food innovation space is changing rapidly, and Bill Gates is in there going around, and now he's gonna get this maggot milk that's produced of the larvae from black soldier flies, insects known for efficiently converting organic waste into high quality protein and nutrients. The concept of maggot milk is based on sustainability. So in here, you know, obviously it tells you, he's saying it's good for you and they want to promote this, but you know, you're not going to be drinking ice cream anymore and milkshakes at McDonald's. They're going to just chill this bug froth and people will love this. What do you think?
No bugs for me, bro.
That's crazy, dude. Man, this shit's getting too weird. I mean, I guess they're running out of food completely, you know?
What they go on, Shepard? I told you this. Beer sells. Beer Incorporated. And They're not even pushing this weather shit. They should. Like, that is so bizarre. I mean, We should see this coming from left field. And the comment that said, we're always going to have extreme weather. Yeah, you're right. But why ain't they talking about it? This is the whole point that I brought up earlier and we were talking about. Why are they not talking about it? Why are they trying to not say the weather is weird right now? Yep. They should all be jumping on board with that shit, right?
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. I agree. It's crazy. I mean, shit, that's scary almost, you know? It's like, what do they know is coming, you know? And like Biden's doing this, I got to check into it more, but you know, he just did some, heat thing for like workers when they're hot and shit. And it said something about 80 degrees. And I'm thinking like, man, that's scary. Yeah, it's getting weird. If anyone wants to call in, I'm going to stay on a little bit longer. I'm going to get out of here today. It's Sunday. I'll be back on Monday for a full show. It's 262-891-0070. Call in. Kevin's with us. 262-891-0070. The number's on your screen. Also, don't forget to support the show. Scan that Cash App symbol with your smartphone. So... I guess we'll see how this ramps up. Did you know they got AI powered vending machines now? They're dispensing ammunition in two different states. I mean, this is like something out of a dystopian sci-fi thriller. Oklahoma and Alabama have AI powered vending machines and they're dispensing firearm ammunition. And these advanced vending machines, now installed in select grocery stores and other public venues, utilize sophisticated artificial intelligence to manage transactions and ensure compliance with state regulations. Isn't that some shit? It's pretty cool. Just go grab ammunition. Reload. I need a reload. What if a musket... rifle. All right, guys. Well, I guess no one's calling in right now, but I'll be back on tomorrow, normal time. We'll keep watching this hurricane. We'll see what happens with that nuclear plant. Any updates on that? Any type of new disaster information? And we'll see if there's any updates on these federal agents that got busted over there in their rally, their march, coming out of a U-Haul. They had masks on, khakis. They looked just like FBI. Unbelievable. Guys, I mean, that's just, it's unbelievable. So, all right. Well, see y'all later. Shepherd Umbrella.